What does he mean when he says, blessed are the poor in spirit? Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. God has a kingdom prepared before the foundation of the world, but he has no takers. That kingdom is not going to be given to the old Adam, nor to his sons, but to the last Adam, who is made the Lord from heaven, who said, all things are delivered unto me of my Father. And he says, now come, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Oh, to be like the blessed Redeemer, we think of the glory of heaven and how we're going to be transformed into the same image from glory to glory. But we don't realize that that glory of the only begotten of the Father was full of grace and truth. It was his humility that constituted his glory. His lowliness, his utter meekness, not my will, but thy will be done. That's where the Father was glorified in the Son. That's where the veil was rent and the way was opened for you and for me to become sons of God.